Good evening. My, you're a heavy sleeper. I was just about to shake you awake. Oh yeah, you slept through your own kidnapping. Even the parts of it that didn't go smoothly. We didn't expect your parents to have so many guards. I guess they like you? It's not very common in noble families. No, don't get up just yet. And don't reach for that blindfold covering your eyes. You should still be very groggy. How do I say this? There was an addition made to your after-dinner tea. Oh, you are groggy. Yeah, we drugged you. That's what I'm saying. Now, listen to me like your life depends on it. Because it does. There is a box at your feet. Take off your silver jewelry and put it inside, then kick it over to me. Oh, I see. You've woken up kidnapped and blindfolded in a strange place with a strange woman making demands at you. Of course you're in a position to ask all the questions you want. There are no marks for bravery here. Be sensible. Do what you can to prolong your life. You're in a dangerous situation. Take off your fancy rings and that necklace you're wearing. I don't care how much attention it draws to your chest. And then what happens? That sounds a lot like a question. But what happens is, we talk, and I'll get you some food if you wish. It's been a long night, and the moon hasn't even risen. Ugh. But doesn't that sound nice? I can tell you're clever, trying to get me to talk. So you can see how crazy I am. But this is my limit. You either comply with my very reasonable request or suffer the consequences. You know, with a blindfold on, you have no idea how much danger you're in. And that's the idea. There could be other people in the room with us. There could be weapons pointed at you. Well done. This is the first step towards understanding and communication. And you take orders better than expected. Let me look at you. Let me take that blindfold off. Stand still. Well, you're a good-looking one, even without your finery. Sometimes the nobles think they can dress their way out of an unfortunate appearance. It's always comical. I like the lines of your face. You look graceful. What is your name? No, actually, I don't know it. I know who your parents are, how old you are, and which room in their manor you sleep in. That's the extent of my knowledge, because that's all I needed to know. I'm asking you because now you make me curious. I like the way you smell. You won't tell me. You're so defiant. Very well. Suit yourself, pup. Don't like it. Too bad. You're my prisoner, and if you have a problem with that, you can take it up with your sycophant parents. They're the ones who forced my hand. What do you mean, what do I mean? How do you not know what I'm talking about? Well, surely you've heard them speak at mealtimes about the war against us. They've hired mercenaries and lined the border with them. It's a threat. All they've talked about is a pack of wild dogs killing farm animals. No, I'm fine. I'm a leader, and I'm used to setbacks. Could you hand me that chair behind you? Mm-hmm. Thank you, puppy. Those ingrate humans, they will pay for not seeing us as a worthy threat. Ahem. Excuse me. Pardon my outburst. I should be a better hostess. Would you care for a sherry? Bit of a nightcap? I know I could go for one. Here, for your nerves. Yes, just step over the bits of broken chair. Well, we use it for firewood. Well, yes, it does happen, and I won't apologize. Do you want the sherry or not? What a good puppy. I get so agitated before the moon rises. It's hard to control my temper. But we don't have much time. We need to do this properly. There's so much I wish I knew when I... I look pained. You should be more concerned for yourself, pup. For your future. Am I going to punish you? That depends on your perspective. Some nights it will feel like a punishment, and on others it will feel like the greatest gift. Hey, I know you're not your parents. Believe me, I realized that moments after you took off your blindfold. There is a patience that I've witnessed in your demeanor. You're a thoughtful soul, aren't you? There's that smell of you. But this is my only option. The moon will be full tonight, and you're their only adult child. I don't have enough time to explain everything. I was supposed to have hours. But those fucking guards of your parents. It cost me 2 members of my pack to to get you here. Stop looking at me with your wide eyes. You aren't helping the matter. Drink your sherry, pup. Oh, I'm going to wear a hole in the carpet with my pacing. Don't get cute with me. You're just a means to an end. And stop smiling. I can put that blindfold back on, you know. Actually, get over here. Stand before me, back straight, eyes forward. Why do you smell? Never mind. Keep your chin parallel with the floor and take a deep breath in. Hold it. And a long, slow exhale. And look deeply into my eyes. I'm going to give you something. A curse. But it comes with community, belonging, understanding, and the power to hurt those who would wrong you. Yes, even me. If you're strong enough, you could get your vengeance against me. If you feel resentful, you have a lot of potential. Do you consider yourself to be someone who's adaptable? That's very important. I see. And aside from your parents, who do you care for? Are there lovers who will miss you? No. Why not? Interesting. I can't quite figure you out. And I don't like having you this close. Your smell, it's very distracting. And you're so complacent. So peaceful. It's like you know what I'm about to do, and you don't judge me for it. How can you be so accepting? You have options, you know. You could fight or run. No, you're going to keep standing there. Smelling incredible and looking at me. Staring me down. It's a good look. Oh, shut up. I'm going to kiss you goodbye. Enjoy your last moments as a human. I will be fair to you. I won't demand more than you can give, I promise. And if you want another kiss, I'll court you properly. Now, show me your neck. That's right. Roll your shoulder back. We don't have much time, pup. The moon rises.